Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Daniels, quick. The fake ball is loose. Cowboys recover. Clowney jumped on it. Oh, and Daniels is slow to get up.
Alrighty, everybody. Good Tuesday afternoon. That was part of the nightmare from Sunday afternoon's 44-22 beatdown in Arlington, Texas at Jarrah's World for the Washington Commanders. Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady on Fox on the call. Good afternoon. Nice to have you with us on a beautiful Tuesday in the nation's capital and hopefully beyond via the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. So much is going on. I cannot even begin to tell you. Like, none of it has anything to do with Jaden Daniels, so we're going to get back to there in a second, but I'm just going to give you a quick highlight. I literally look out my glass window, and I see Grant Paulson just shoveling stuff from every desk that is right in front of my studio, including the desk that I sit at and have all of my stuff and junk, granted.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is a lot of junk.
It is a lot of junk, but there's, you know, sweet and low, right? Everybody needs sweet and low. Some coffee stirrers, some coffee lids.
Empty Dunkin' Donuts bags.
And I don't know if there was an empty
old
donut.
Old sauces. It was definitely
empty. Was there an old sauce?
It was definitely old sauces. I don't blame him for throwing things away.
No,
I didn't know it was
particularly
yours.
I do blame him because, A, I sit there every day, which he knows, and he claims not to know. And B, not Cowboy B, now apparently they have to have a show meeting, a show powwow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the veritable people that are on that show, like 14 producers, 3 co-hosts, what have you, all of the resources that they have. Now they've got to have it at my desk. The one and only thing that was not even officially mine. I just commandeered it. I took command. And now it's not even mine. Because Grant says, when I point out, hey, man, there's like 12 other desks down there. Why don't you use that? He's like, well, what you don't understand is I've got a computer that won't turn on unless it's in a plug, in an outlet, and the only outlet that's close to a desk is behind my desk or the desk that I use. Because someone, whoever it was, that designed this place, and this part is true, and as well the press boxes at Capital One Arena and Nationals Park, decided to put outlets underneath tables and desks, probably further south than south of the border in South Carolina. I mean, just ridiculous. So Grant's got to apparently use my quasi-desk to have his pre-show powwow, and he's just ripping stuff off the desk. And I'm looking at him throwing all this stuff in the garbage, like my precious sweet and low. And old sauces.
Empty bags and, old sauces.
And stirrers and lids.
Yeah.
Stuff that I count on. Stuff that I need to do the show with. He's just shoveling it.
He put your K-cups back. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Max. All right. I saw you negotiating with the hostage.
Yeah, I was helping you out a little
bit. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. But he's just shoveling stuff over there, and he acts like incredulous. Like, what do you mean? It's your desk. I'm just gonna throw this all out. I don't ever see you sitting there like every day, every single day. I don't see you sitting there every day. So, I was trying to smoke you. I was trying to smoke you. Hello, Grant. How are you?
I just hear you screaming about.
Yeah, me. I was trying to talk really loud so you could hear me.
Well,
busting your chops for gutting my desk. AMAC says you threw away my sauces. I didn't even know I had
sauces.
I don't know. I didn't have sauces.
The sauces.
So a couple of things here. Okay.
You almost threw out my lunch that AMAC was so nice to get me.
Okay, so first off, I had no idea that was a spot that you sit in every day. Let's start with
every
that.
Day, I'm here, you're here, except when you're on the road. Every day you see me sitting there. Every day.
Correct. But I didn't realize that's like your desk where you leave things like to come back to.
It's my quasi-desk.
Like, I sit at a desk out here all the time, too, while I'm waiting for whatever. The studio to come free, the guys to get out of the studio, whatever it is. And when I do that, I put out my laptop. I work at this workstation that's a common area for everyone. I don't leave anything. If there's trash, if there's a sauce, if there's a packet, it gets tossed out because it's not my area. It's a common area. So what I didn't realize was like this was like a – I came over there and I thought – not one second did I go, oh, this is Chris Russell's sauce from a month ago. I just thought this is all trash that's
been
left
here. Did you think that it was my sweet low?
No, I thought this is all stuff that's been left here over an extended period of time. And in the same way I'm cleaning out like an attic or a basement or something, I was like,
garage.
It's time for me to one else is going to do this here. Yeah. I don't know if you're new to this place, but trash piles up, chairs get broken, we get just like a graveyard of chairs.
Yeah. No, no.
Nothing ever gets taken out of here. So I was like, if I'm going to sit here, I'm going to wipe this down with a wipe. I'm going to, just clean up nicely so I could sit here and work in a clean workspace.
Yeah.
No intention of offending you. And I certainly wasn't trying to toss anything out. Now, what I realized, what the tell for this was when I grabbed the Chick-fil-A bag and I went to toss that out thinking it was like a month-old Chick-fil-A trash, I realized it was warm. And I looked in and there was like a burger or chicken biscuit.
Chicken sandwiches, what they serve at Chick-fil-A.
There you go. So there was like a chicken biscuit.
They have burgers at Chick-fil-A that I've missed?
I don't think they do. Okay. Eat more chicken.
All right.
So I said, oh, damn. I was like... This is a
real live desk.
Right. This is like a hotspot.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I thought, oh no, this is I'm messing with evidence. This is a crime scene here.
Yes, very much a crime scene.
So immediately,
there are a lot of crime scenes.
Then
in
I
this
see
building.
Russell, and you don't see him move this fast very often. He starts hopping up when I grabbed that Chick-fil-A bag and shuffling out the door.
I think AMAC was the one that made a beeline because AMAC's the one that bought it.
Very nice of him.
Very nice of him.
So, but as soon as I saw that, I put it back down, and I was going to ask you, like, oh, is this your bag?
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, I wonder if he might want those, like, sauces from 1996.
From 1996, right? By the way, I don't mind you cleaning up.
Thank you. That's
okay?
Sweet of you.
I do clean up a lot of things after myself.
This was never supposed to be I'm going to show Russell that I'm going to clean up after
You just
him.
Didn't realize that I sat there every day.
I see you there. But in the same way that when I sit somewhere,
I got
it's
you.
For 30 minutes at a time, my
and
laptop's
out. And
you
don't unpack your life.
Exactly.
You're just, everything that you need is right in the bag. And by the way, I was defending you by saying whoever ridiculously designed this fandangled studio that we pay way too much money for and we're stuck in, put one plug outlet behind a wall where any joker could reach it.
Right.
Instead of doing the Nationals Park and Capital One Arena press box thing, which is putting it south of the border underneath a table and underneath a desk that you can't possibly reach unless you literally go and knock the cobwebs out with your nose to then try and find the outlet.
So this is the real culprit here, to be clear. Let me be clear. Barack Obama style. Let me be clear. The problem here is that there's no outlets anywhere. And so people are going, well, why is today? So we have always, when I get here, generally sometime between 11 and 12:30. Today, I went and had a little lunch in the Navy Yard.
A little
so
lunch.
I was a little bit later than normal.
I wonder what we had at Walters.
We had a Caesar salad at Metro Diner.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No deviled eggs?
No, I'm doing salads a lot, so I did the salad there. Grilled chicken. But anyway, so I get here about 12:55.
You've lost like 40 pounds.
Thank you. That's sweet of you.
I mean, you look great.
I appreciate that. So, bucket of water off the Titanic.
Sexy.
Yeah. So
sexy GP.
The bit is now, we've always been in our own studio meeting before the show. B. Mitch and Finley are going to television.
Right.
So they're going to be
now
in the junkies.
Now you've been kicked out.
They're in the junkie studio
yes.
now. So we don't have anywhere to work.
Yeah.
We just do 4.5 hours
of
radio.
Join the club, pal.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I'm kicking it what we call slashy style.
So before you got in here, I mentioned that, you know, you guys have a crew of 14
right.
that have to gather around and, you know, have a pre-show powwow.
Right.
You know, like three co-hosts, 14 producer, 11 producers.
Yes.
And everything to produce the kind of magic on the radio right. that you produce.
It's a very normal four-person radio operation, for the record.
I mean, Toby is a third leg on the show.
Toby is one of our producers with Darius, yes.
Hey,
Ryan is Corporate Clary.
Corporate Clary.
I mean, does video.
You guys have navigated like Mad Max over there. He comes over there, helps, right? No? AMAC, you steal him after the show?
You're just saying words at this point.
All right.
So anyway, so yes, now we are homeless.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm sorry, you're not allowed to say that. We're unhoused. And so we're just in the middle of the bullpen.
Uh-huh.
So I said, where the hell can I sit to have an outlet? There's one spot in the whole place. It happens to be apparently the place that you rent. I love that. He still calls it his desk, by the way. I'm sure. But anyway, so I sat there and it was disgusting. So I just said, this is a bunch of old stuff. I'm going to throw it out. No one's cleaned this thing in 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a
sauces
could,
from 1996, right?
Have a child in the amount of time since anyone's cleaned that desk. So I said, I'll be the guy.
I clean it off every day. Just stuff piles up.
I mean, we have different ideas of clean. But at no point was this an affront to you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think you were involved in any of this. I was just tossing things out, and then I realized, oh, my God, this is a really big mistake. Chris Russell is hoarding all of this stuff, and he's like the old lady on Hoarders who doesn't want her newspapers thrown out from 3 years ago. So
I'm
that's
like,
what's happening.
I'm like Dan Lang's apartment.
Yes.
And for anybody that doesn't know Dan Lang, the voice, the prestigious voice of American University basketball and volleyball.
Who has game notes from game 7 years ago sitting on his coffee table stacked up. Because he just
and Washington Post.
He can't throw anything
about
away.
6 feet high.
So that's what happened.
All right.
So
okay.
I want to personally apologize to you. Audience.
I appreciate that.
The good folks of the WTEM 980.
You see, we actually do live radio around here, not just a podcast wandering aimlessly about in the Navy Yard.
Thrilled to be on 980. I haven't been on the AM side in a minute. So hello, everybody.
It's tough to be Grant Paulson. It's tough to be Grant Paulson.
I don't know what that means.
Darius Dameron is wishes he was on 980. I mean, his dad is part of the 980 fabric.
Yes.
Your executive producer likes 980 more than he likes the FM choice.
This is true. His father's a P1. Big Chris Russell guy.
Way to go, Dad Senior.
Aren't we all?
Atta boy.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, 5 p.m. today on the Grant and Danny radio program.
Oh, well, that's after me, so I don't...
Yeah, well, I wouldn't dare say what happened before you were on.
Right. I mean, I'll be listening to Bill. Bill's got to get a little more comfortable sharing some details.
Yeah, so Bill is very pleasant,
nice
warm,
way
fun, friendly, right? Yeah. But he just, you know, he hasn't done probably a ton of long-form interviews.
Nope.
But I find him very honest, very candid, and it's like a refreshing... candor, honesty that I like. I really enjoyed having him on.
Yeah.
It's raw.
That was
but
a great
very,
get for you guys.
He's very good.
That was a great get for you guys.
Thank you, Russell.
I mean, you know, I think that's a great get for you guys. I enjoy it every Tuesday on my way home.
5 p.m. today.
A wall of traffic.
Ja'Cory Krosky Bill.
All right.
Live on Grant and Danny.
Ja'Cory Krosky Bill. And you're going to Kansas City next week, huh?
Big trip for the boys.
I mean, what are we going? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday?
Absolutely, yeah. We're flying out on Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
We'll get there Saturday afternoon for a nice barbecue dinner on Saturday evening.
Mm.
We'll watch some football on Sunday, maybe mix it up, get into something on Sunday evening.
Oh.
And then Monday.
More barbecue, I assume, on Sunday?
I think probably so. Uh-huh. There's barbecue in the forecast.
I hear barbecue in Kansas City is pretty popular.
That's what they say.
I've never been to Kansas City. I've never been to Arrowhead. I would have loved to have gone. Just wasn't in the cards, you know?
You should come with us.
I would love to. Am I being invited? Can you stuff me in a suitcase?
You're absolutely invited.
All right.
Monday, we're going to cover
some
the Washington local outfit. The
That's going to go well.
The Fighting 53 as they take on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, Josh Johnson at quarterback in the second half. Attaboy.
I mean, your guy Dan Quinn's got this thing sorted out. It's going to be fine.
You couldn't wait to throw that in my face yesterday, huh?
I don't know what you're referencing.
You could not wait for 1 second to just make sure that you rubbed it in that after 24 games that I was perhaps wrong about Dan Quinn.
No. First of all, that's ridiculous. I didn't do that. Second, no one's wrong about Dan Quinn. They have a good culture they've established. Yeah. They did some really smart things, good things.
You got a good brotherhood?
It's a rough stretch. And you just got to batten down the hatches with the brotherhood right now. It was 72 and sunny for a while.
The brotherhood is not
the storm is coming. When nobody gets hurt except John
Winter
Allen.
Is coming, as we used to say in the media room.
The lads
at Redskins
are in
Park.
The lads are in a lot of trouble. When no one gets hurt but John Allen, and you lived a charmed life, and you know your fortuitous season, you know good things happen. This is the opposite, right? Where they've been really unlucky. They're not as bad as they're playing. No. They have a terrible injury situation, and they got to keep the quarterback healthy. Yeah. By the way, now 24 regular season games. He's been hurt 3 times.
Yeah.
So this is a thing now.
And you know what I didn't need? I didn't need a controversy between RG3, the quarterback's mom, and the quarterback. And now the fans jumping in. That's what I didn't need.
A controversy between his mom and the team?
I guess.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to talk to Mike Jones from The Athletic, our old pal Jonesy. He wrote a column about it.
I think his just mom about 12 is immensely minutes. Supportive of her mm-hmm. son. And if my kid was in the NFL, I would be really supportive too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, you're a great dad.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't think my kids will make the NFL. I'm going to be very honest with you. Chances are not great.
No. But you know what? They are.
What are you laughing about?
They are a lot of fun.
Just giving up? Like, aren't your kids young?
My son is going to be 5'8" and moderately athletic.
I think he could be the next Jackson Dart.
Here's what I'll say. Unless Truman is kicking from 60, he doesn't have a chance. There's not a position in the league where he could play.
I think True could dart, could slice up and carve up that Bronco defense.
Just looking for all the 5'8 quarterbacks. Doug Flutie says hello. Probably not.
How old are your kids again?
How old is he?
Yes.
He's 4.
Plenty of time.
To get 6'10?
No.
You don't need to be
6'10 to play in the NFL.
Did my wife have I don't know about?
6'2? I mean, you know,
if he's 6'2,
I think True can be 6'2.
If my son ends up 6'2, I'll eat AWOD's pointer finger. All right, I called him AWOD, AMAC.
AWOD, AMAC. Yeah. We got a lot of.
And what's
weird
with
nicknames.
All the A something?
I don't know. I mean, we got Cowboy B over there. You know Cowboy B?
I do know Cowboy B.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
Yeah, you didn't know him though for the first 7 months
again,
that he worked
I'm
here.
I'm catching
right?
so much shrapnel. With all due respect to Cowboy B, he hasn't left that studio since he got hired, okay? So I'd never seen him because I don't come in this studio. I've never seen him one time in the bullpen.
Grant's like, what? 980? What?
No.
What? Huh?
I'm not welcome.
980's on the same floor as us? What?
My guy, very friendly. I've met him. We've chatted. But he's not a big fellowship guy. He's not out there mixing it up with the crew.
Chopping it up.
He's out here. He's in here doing work.
He's breaking things down.
So unless I walk in here, which I've done twice ever, when you screamed loud enough for me to hear you talking about me, then I don't see people. But yeah,
I gave Cowboy B his own segment.
Cowboy B
stock report. I just interview him about how dysfunctional of a disaster the Cowboys are.
I feel bad for him having to deal with that.
But this week, he is.
I was going to say, how'd that segment go this week, Cowboy
B? Well, we
B?
Haven't done it yet. We haven't done it yet. He has not had his moment to
make
shine
sure he
yet.
Doesn't duck you, Cowboy B. Make sure. I mean, he's got to wear it this week.
I'm more than willing. As you guys know, I'm the biggest Commanders fan in the world, in the universe. I am heartbroken over what happened on Sunday. So you guys know that I will be
Who's your favorite New York Giant ever? Is it Ron Dayne? Was it Ron Dayne? Jason Sehorn? Jeff Hostetler? I mean, who is it? Is it Phil Sims? Which Giant did you have a jersey of growing up there, pal? That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
How about the greatest defender of all time, Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor, is that your guy? All right.
The guy who created Triple Team? You know? How about that?
Don't tell our buddy Joe Theismann.
Oh, that's true. I mean, yes, I haven't. Yes, I got to be nice. Certainly, that was not a good moment. Thank you for coming in. Sorry for yelling about you, but I just thought it would be good to open up the radio show with something that I cared about.
Yes.
And something that made me laugh and infuriated all at the same time. And I appreciate you spending, you know, giving some of your time, which is precious.
It's not that precious.
Donating to charity, those of us over here on this side of the building.
Well, first of all, you know, I love you, love your work. Big fan of the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've been a big fan of the show for many, many years, going back to your overnight days.
Yes.
On the Sports Fan Radio Network.
Yes.
So.
And Sporting News Radio.
Great to meet you.
AMAC,
Cowboy B, you guys work hard, you grind. I appreciate the effort. And we're all in this thing together. We're just a team.
Just swimming upstream, right?
Yeah, we're
all on the same team.
We're the Team 980.
Right. Yes, we are the Team 980. All right, we gotta stop doing skits and bits right now. We gotta hit a break. Thank you, Grant Paulson. He's coming up at 2 o'clock. Listen to both of us. How about that? Listen on one radio on one end and another radio on another end. Eh? How about that? And then listen to Bill at 5 o'clock.
Beal
on the Team 980.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniels. The fake ball is loose. Cowboys recover. Clowney jumped on it. Oh. And Daniels is slow to get up.
If an umbrella would protect you from taking a nasty shot on a little delayed pass rush after you windmill pumped and faked and held onto the ball and then fumbled the ball and all that stuff. Oh, man, that would be great. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for the somewhat delayed start. We tried to do something a little bit entertaining rather than just talk about right now a bad football team, just to kind of make you laugh a little bit with Grant Paulson and his studio visit here after he destroyed my desk and cleaned up everything. So we got off to a little bit of a late start. But that's, again, Fox on the call. As you know, Jaden Daniels, no long-term injury. No long-term injury, but we don't know, and nobody should be thinking that there's a great chance that Jaden Daniels is going to play on Monday night in Kansas City. Nobody should be thinking that. Now, is there a chance? Of course. Is there a better chance because the game's on Monday night instead of Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock? Yes. But it's still unlikely in my eyes. We'll see how the practice week goes. They have a day of recovery tomorrow. I don't know from what, but they have a day of recovery tomorrow. And then they have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday practices, Sunday walkthrough off to Kansas City Sunday afternoon. So we won't know officially until probably Saturday when we get some sort of word as to whether or not he made the trip, if he's not already ruled out before then. We'll see. All right, coming up to start the show, the main part of the show, my guy Mike Jones from The Athletic. We both covered Robert Griffin III together. Regina Jackson, Jaden's mom, put out something on social media about Robert Griffin III. And to the fans, Robert Griffin III responded to that. And Mike Jones wrote about it in The Athletic. He'll join us next, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, yes, indeed. That's where we will begin. Again, the Commanders players with an off day today, and we will see how the practice week goes. But again, it's not a normal practice week because of the Monday night game, so we won't really know anything more in detail until Thursday. Two Monday night games last night, Detroit hammering Tampa. Mike Evans lost for the season with a broken clavicle, according to Todd Bowles. And Seattle hanging on for dear life over Houston. Right here, you heard those games on the Team 980. From baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays are heading to the World Series to host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Friday night's Game 1. The Los Angeles Angels are getting set to hire ex-Nationals catcher Kurt Suzuki as their new manager. He has no professional coaching experience, does Suzuki, but we know, very smart, World Series champion here in Washington, 42 years old, 16 years, five franchises that he played with. So congratulations to Kurt Suzuki, and that's what's trending.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Oh, there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the bullpen here on the second floor of Odyssey DC. A lot of shtick going on. You know, a guy who we used to do a lot of shtick with, a lot of shtick, is the great Mike Jones from The Athletic, and he's kind enough to join us right here and right now. Jonesy, you remember those days, right? I mean, we used to shtick circles. We used to shtick it up. We used to occasionally go out to lunch together and have a good old time, right?
What's up, Big Sexy? Of course I remember those days.
Great to hear your voice. And I haven't seen you in a little while, but I always look forward to seeing you when I can. Thanks for doing this. You are obviously with The Athletic, and you wrote a column, so that's why we wanted to reach out right away. Before we even really had a chance to talk about it, the headline is "No, Jaden Daniels isn't on the path to becoming Washington's next RG3. And this was spurred, just so everybody knows, right, by something Jaden's mom tweeted about on Sunday night, I believe it was, and then Robert responded in kind.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, and so as he has tried to do, you know, since Jaden burst onto the scene, RG3 has kind of tried to tie himself to him and draw parallels, and the whole fan base as well has always tried to draw parallels. But this is a totally different situation, and I just felt compelled to kind of lay it all out, like, why, you know, yeah, they're both black, yeah, they're both fast, yeah, they can throw the ball, yeah, they both won Heismans, yeah, you know, they're both dealing with injuries, but it's not at all the same thing, and so that's what I kind of got into.
So I think the only way it's sort of the same thing is some of those parallels that you just mentioned. They both, you know, they both won the Heisman, both exciting, took a city by storm, so on and so forth. Obviously, we're not dealing with the same level of injury that, and as you detailed, you know, that led to Robert Griffin really never recovering from. We're not there with Jaden Daniels yet, but I guess where I've always separated the two, just from a football sense, before we get more into the, I guess, what his mom said and what Robert is trying to do here, where I always separated the two is, and you know this because we were both there when Robert was drafted and became the number two pick, and they traded up from 6 to 2. Robert wasn't as developed in the pocket as a pure thrower as Jaden Daniels is. To me, that's where the comparison ends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, there's definitely – Jaden's way more advanced as a thrower. I mean, he can sit back there and see the whole field. Kyle Shanahan – and Mike Shanahan really kind of simplified things to help Robert along in his development to kind of expedite and get him on the field sooner. I mean, he was like, you know, reading a quarter of the field, and if it wasn't there, you took off, or in a lot of the zone read stuff was to help pause the defense and slow them down a little bit to give him a little more time to scan the field. That's not at all the case with Jaden Daniels. He came in as more of a passer than what Robert was coming out of college, and he proved himself last year to be, you know, more proficient in operating out of the pocket, for sure.
So when people I spend less time on Twitter, believe it or not, Jonesy, than I used to.
You don't get in Twitter fights anymore?
Occasionally, Jonesy, but sometimes the discretion is better part of valor, okay? You know, as I've gotten older, I've learned a little bit, okay? So I wasn't aware that there was, I mean, I've heard the comparisons. I'm not saying that I wasn't aware of that, but I wasn't aware that it was like a constant thing, but I guess I should have figured out when Jaden got hurt on Sunday in Dallas, for the third time now in his career, people were inevitably going to bring up those and conjure those comparisons. So from an injury perspective, I also draw the line so far. I mean, Robert took one, a hard shot to the knee, and then a month later or whatever it was against Seattle, tore his knee on a bad field. Jaden, all things considered, yes, there are three volume injuries, but they all seem relatively minor. That's the whole idea here so far anyway.
Yeah, there hasn't been a devastating injury from Jaden. And even so, like the way both quarterbacks go about things, the way the organization is going about things, totally different. I mean, Robert was so paranoid that Kirk Cousins was going to take his job because he had his dad in his ear saying, hey, like, they like this guy better, that he felt like he couldn't give himself time to heal, and he had to rush himself back out there. And basically he told Shanahan, look, you ride with me or, you know, we're done. So Shanahan's worried, oh, well, Snyder's going to fire me if I don't keep Robert happy. There was all kinds of dysfunction here. There's nobody rushing Jaden Daniels onto the field. I had fans saying, oh, the organization, you know, wouldn't let Robert heal and rushed him back onto the field. No, Robert wanted to be out there. Remember the game where Dr. Andrews was trying to check his knee and Robert ran around behind the group of teammates and back onto the field without being checked? That wasn't anybody forcing him back out onto the field. He wanted to be out there because he felt like he needed to be out there.
He was insanely protective, to your point.
Yeah, and a fierce competitor, but also very paranoid. Jaden Daniels isn't doing that. Jaden Daniels came out of the game when he realized that he was hurt. He got checked. He gave his mom the thumbs up. But he wasn't trying to talk his way back onto the field, which is what Robert would have done. He had no business being out there in that playoff game. And, you know, he probably would admit that now himself. Two totally different things. And just the way that there's the lack of trust that was going on, the tug of war, the power struggle inside the organization. You don't have any of that now. That's not what's going on here. And so, look, if you didn't have that stuff and Robert had hurt himself and he trusted his coaches and the organization and didn't have his owner in his ear telling him, you know, how to act, he would have let himself heal. And he would have taken his time and come back when he was fully healthy in year two instead of rushing his way back onto the field. Way different situation here. And so that's why this is not at all the same thing. And concerns that, oh, this is going to wind up being that, it's just silly.
I totally agree with all of that. Here's my worry, though. Concern. I don't know how concerned I am, but I guess slight concern. You know, you mentioned Robert's dad. He was a very influential voice in his son's mind, right? Regina Jackson, Jaden's mom, is that what's conjuring up some comparisons besides just the injuries and some of the other commonalities? Because that would be the only area that I would go, you know, I wish she just, and I had to learn this lesson too, and sometimes, Jonesy, I still have to learn it. I just wish she wouldn't engage in stuff that's going to be, I don't want to say bad, but inflammatory, that's going to keep the conversation on the front burner, I guess.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, like, if she hadn't tweeted that thing, then Robert doesn't respond. But at the same time, she keeps seeing all these comparisons, and she sees, and she probably, like you and I, probably needs to stay off social media and not pay as much attention to that. It's hard, though. And so she's concerned, and she's like believes in the power of manifestation and the spoken word, and she doesn't want people speaking stuff over her son that he's going to wind up like that. And so Mama Bear, yes, a little too protective, probably needs to scale back. He's a grown man. He can fight his own battles, okay? But I don't see that as being anything that she's doing. I don't see her evidence that she's bending his ear and causing him to have distrust in the organization, having distrust in his coaches or anything like that. I don't see that. Is she too visible? I don't know. But as long as she's not keeping him from doing his job, keeping him from listening to his coach and his GM – Then I think that everything is okay.
Yeah, and I believe that as well. I believe that is not the, you know, you remember in Robert's rookie, I think it was his rookie, yeah, I guess it was his rookie year in 2012, maybe it was 2013 after the injury, where Dad was coming into the locker room after a game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You remember, we were both in Cleveland, I think, when Kirk got that first start after the Haloti Ngata injury, where Robert's holding a press conference after the game. He didn't play! You know, right. I mean, there was all right. sorts of wacky and weird crap going on. There's none of that here that I can see.
Right. And that's why I said all the paranoia, the power struggles, the distrust. Again, if you had eliminated all of that, Robert would have felt more secure and been like, okay, look, I want to be out mm-hmm. there, but my knee's not right, and I've got to wait. And then this whole thing wouldn't have crashed and burned like it did. But there were so many. Again, that's why I wrote, more than just a bum knee caused that era to end
yes.
in a disaster.
Agreed.
It wasn't the knee. It was everything else. And that's why, okay, Jaden Daniels cracking ribs or getting a bruised knee or having a strained hamstring, that's not going to mean the end of his career. Joe Burrow blew out his knee and then came back and took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. They lost, but he did that. Lamar Jackson has had times when he's been injured and is still, you know, a two-time league MVP. An injury is not going to spell doom for a franchise if you have the right support and structure in place. There was none of that before. It was a Game of Thrones, you know, episode going on in the organization before, and that's why Robert Griffin didn't have a chance.
Some people might have once uttered the words, "Winter is coming, Jonesy."
I do believe that there was somebody in that room that said winter is coming.
And they were right. They were right. Mike Jones from The Athletic is with us. Of course, was on the beat, on the Redskins beat with me and Grant and whatever when Robert was here and drafted and so on and so forth. And now we've all moved on to different roles, but obviously still. And Mike wrote about, no, Jaden Daniels is not becoming RG3, which is exactly essentially what Regina Jackson, his mom, was trying to get at, that there's two different people. All right. Moving on from that. If you are the Commanders and your season is a flux, to say the least, right, at 3-4, you're going into Arrowhead Monday night. If he is cleared but not 100% or really theoretically anywhere close, would you play him if you're Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and the Commanders?
Well, I mean, if he's not 100%, if he can't protect himself, if he can't move around in the pocket, then he shouldn't be out there. If he is able to stand back there and deliver passes, he can move around the pocket okay. Maybe he's not fast enough to take off and try to outrun, you know, some of these defenders, then okay. But if he's hobbled, if he can hardly move, don't even risk it. There's no point. You know, it's about the long term, not the short term.
Understood. How much trouble do you think the boys are in burgundy and gold? Period.
Well, I mean, the thing is this, and people got mad, you know, when they didn't like to hear this, that, you know, in the preseason, there were concerns, you know, a number of people who said, you know, look, this team might not be as good as it was last year. They might not get as far. And I really had concerns about that secondary and, you know, the lack of a pass rushing presence and things like that. And we're seeing that come to light right now where they struggle to get to their quarterback. They can't cover anybody, you know, and so it's the defense, the lack of the defensive support that's hurting them. And then not having, you know, Terry McLaurin on the field, you know, because of injury. And, you know, so, yeah, it's unfortunate that this team is not going to build on last year. But to build on last year, you basically would have had to go to the Super Bowl. That's the only way you're going to top
right.
get into the NFC Championship game.
Right.
So, okay, look. As long as Jaden Daniels emerges from this season healthy, as long as some of the young guys, you've found your running back and things like that, and you get your rookie right tackle gets seasoned and is ready for next year, sometimes you do take a little bit of a step back so you can take a step forward. And then they have to go into this offseason and really upgrade this defense. Yes, we want to see them continue to win. You want to see them make it to the playoffs back-to-back years for the first time since 1992. It probably isn't going to happen. It might not happen. But it doesn't mean that it's a lost season. It's a journey. It's a process when you're building an organization that's been in such bad shape for so long.
And that's and that's something that people forget about because of the quick success of last year. Like you said, there was only so far you could go upwards, and there was some room to grow there. We'll admit that, but they still took over a moribund franchise that was mismanaged into the ground for 25+ years. So. Who are we kidding here? This was not a one-year thing. This was not a four-year thing. You know, other teams struggled for 2 or 3 years. This team struggled for 30 years, period,
right,
to put it all together and to make it right, with limited exception. One last one, Jonesy, I'll let you go. Appreciate it. Mike Jones from The Athletic with us. Go check out his latest column on The Athletic. It's well worth it, the subscription, local, national, all that about how Jaden Daniels is not the next RG3. What is the biggest, most pleasing, happy surprise, whatever you want to call it, story in Mike Jones' eyes through 7 weeks of the NFL season?
For the whole league, I guess I would say the biggest surprise is that Daniel Jones has resurrected his career and is balling out. You know, nobody thought that the Indianapolis Colts were going to be 6-1 at this point in the season. We thought that, you know, oh, well, that Anthony Richardson's not going to work. You got Daniel Jones. Oh, well, this is not going to play out very well. But now here they are looking like one of the best teams in the AFC. I think that would be the biggest surprise story so far this year.
Works for me. Does Mike McDaniel survive by the time the Commanders and Dolphins get to Madrid mid-November?
Well, I mean, I was worried that he might get fired after getting the doors blown off by Cleveland.
So was I.
And he's still here. So if he's still here, maybe that means they're going to give him the rest of the season and, you know, see what, you know, what happens and could blow it up at when they get to the offseason.
We shall see. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. I know you got a lot of these going on. Great work. And I'll talk to you real soon, okay? Hopefully I'll see you real soon.
Good talking to you, man. See you
soon. There
you
go. That is Mike Jones from The Athletic, of course. Longtime Washington Post Redskins beat reporter and so on and so forth, and does a great job covering the league nationally, but wrote this column about how, yeah, Jaden Daniels is not the next RG3. We'll put the link up as soon as I can figure out what's going on with Twitter. I just saw Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, had something real interesting to say about Justin Fields, so we'll try and rack that up for you. But coming back, on the other side, is there any fear in your mind? Is there any fear in your mind, for whatever reason you might have, that Jaden Daniels and Robert Griffin III's path will eventually mirror each other or be similar to each other? Is there any fear in your mind? And why or why not? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, once again, thanks to my guy, Mike Jones of The Athletic. No, Jaden Daniels is not the next RG3. Listen, are there some similarities that are obviously impossible to avoid? Yes. I'm going to just give you the number one reason, even though, again, I wish Regina, his mom, would just avoid the toilet tank that is Twitter, but it is hard. I understand. Trust me, I understand it. And Mike Jones understands it as well. But the number one reason, Jaden Daniels is a way, 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 can I say way some more? More mature and confident is not the wrong word. Way more mature and stable person than Robert was. Not to say that Robert was a bad guy. It's just there were a lot of things. A lot of things. Jaden isn't that. Could their careers turn out to be similar? You know, you heard Mike say, man, even if he has a catastrophic leg injury, Joe Burrow came back to lead the Bengals, right? I was at that game where he blew out his knee, Chase Young. Not Chase Young blowing out his knee. He eventually did blow out his knee. I'm saying on the hit by Chase Young on Joe Burrow in his rookie year. So, you know, keep that in mind. All right, let's get to, I want to get to Sage. I know Sage was up last week, and we didn't get to her in Ashburn. What's up, Sage? How are you?
Hey, hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm good. Good. Sorry about not getting to you last week, but I appreciate you calling back.
No worries. Hey, Chris, I heard you're from in one of the shows. You said you were from Long Island.
Yes.
We moved from Roslyn, Long Island. I used to work at Memorial Sloan Kettering in the city.
Oh, wow. How
and then, the drive got too much for me, so I decided to relocate where I was born and raised, because I was born into a Redskins. Being a Redskins fan, I would never choose to be a Redskins fan. So we're back in Ashburn, and
awesome.
I just wanted to answer your I wanted to answer your question, Chris. So I don't really think about Jaden Daniels being RG3, but I think after last year, the way he played, he walked on water to me, and I thought he would become one of the elites, and I'm slowly realizing that he's never going to be Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, and I think I've come to that realization, even in 5 years from now. I know it's only his second year. I don't see him in that way, and I don't think he'll ever get there, and that's okay, because he's like the top of the second-tier quarterbacks, and we can still win that way, but that is sort of the realization I've come to that sort of made me sad. And I wanted to just share that thought with you.
It's interesting because, look, I don't think there's any shame in you saying that he might not get to the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes category, right? I don't think there's any shame in there. I do think it's a little bit too early for us to be making that assessment, but that's your belief. And you're not wrong for having an opinion or a belief that, hey, maybe we went a little bit too fast on this guy. Maybe he's not Superman quite yet. Or there's something to be said for this, Sage, right? Could just be a sophomore slump because Terry wasn't in camp, because Terry got injured, because this went wrong, that went wrong, and Jaden's health went wrong, quite honestly. And that sets things up. So I understand that. I understand.
Okay. That's all I wanted to say, Chris. Can I just tell you one more thing?
Sure.
I think the Chicago Bears game really hurt me because Zacchaeus was, I know he had that big drop in the second half, but it seems like he's a really reliable receiver for them. And what's that guy, the D-line, Sweat?
Yep,
Sweat was
Montez
a monster.
Sweat. Yep.
And I was just like, God, why did we get rid of these two guys?
Yeah.
You know, like, they were just so reliable for us. And I think that's why that game felt a little bit worse to me, too.
I understand that. I mean, Sweat was going to cost you a lot of money that, quite honestly, I didn't think he was worth that the Bears ultimately paid. But he was good last Monday night. Zacchaeus, that drove me crazy that they let him go. They wanted to bring him back, but, you know, he got a bigger opportunity in Chicago, and I also understand that. That's why it's called free agency. Sage, I appreciate the phone call. Let you run on that. 159, Team 980. We will continue. Hour number two, straight ahead. Any concerns that Jaden Daniels is on a path to become the next RG3? What say you on the Team 980?
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.